Okay, today Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Baba Kama. We are up to Parak Yud, Mishnah Dalet. Zeba b'chaviso shel yayin, zeba b'kado shel dvash. You have two people walking. One of them is carrying a barrel of wine, and the other one is carrying a jug of honey. Nistuka chavish shel dvash. The honey barrel or jug cracked, and the honey began to spill out. V'shafach ze es yeno v'hitzil sa dvash l'tocho. So the guy who's holding the barrel of wine realizes honey is more valuable than wine, so instead of keeping the wine safe in the barrel and having all this honey go to the loss, he spills out the wine in order to be able to save the honey. Saying the owner of the honey only has to pay him a wage for doing this avoda, but he does not have to pay him for the loss of the wine. The imamar, but if before he spilled out all his wine, he had the presence of mind to say, "Atzila shelchav, atanosin li dmei sheli." Listen, I'll save your honey, but you're going to have to reimburse me for my wine. And the person said, "Okay." So chayiv litinlo. Then he has to live up to that commitment. Shatav nar chamar v'chamar chaveiro. If let's say a river had overflowed and it was going to drown your donkey and someone else's donkey, shelo yafamana v'shel chaveir masayim. But your donkey is a Hyundai and your neighbor's donkey is a Mercedes. So he needs. So the guy who drives the Hyundai is like, I'm not going to save my car from the flood. My neighbor's car is worth 10 times as much as mine. I'll save that from the flood. Still, he doesn't have to reimburse you for your car. He only has to reimburse you the towing charge of what it costs to save the car, to save his car. But if you said before you abandoned your donkey slash Hyundai, listen, I'll save yours, but you're going to have to reimburse me for mine. Then chayiv litinlo. Then he has to pay him for the donkey that was lost as a result of this effort to save his friend's stuff. Mishnah Hey, Hagozel Sadeh Mechaver. If a person steals a field from somebody else, Unetalua Masikin, and then Masikin, these strong men came and took it from the guy who stole. So Im Makas Medini, if these Masikin were going around stealing everybody's fields, so the Ganav can say, look, I stole your field, but I lost it, and it would have been lost to you anyway, so here, take it. You see, if you could get it from these Masikin, but I don't have to pay you separately, but if the reason these Masikin took it was because wasn't the first crime this guy has committed, so he already had a relationship with the mafia, and the mafia went after him, and that's why they took this field from him. And then you're going to have to give him another field to replace it, because they never would have taken this field from the other guy. If a river was going to flood it and ruin it, meaning if a river did flood the field and ruin the field that you stole, so then for sure, you could say, here's your field, meaning that certainly would have happened regardless of who was on the field at the time. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet, we said that if two guys are walking, one with wine and one with honey, and the honey barrel breaks, and the guy with the wine barrel spills out his wine to save the honey, so he only is owed the cost of the wages for doing that labor, unless he okayed it with the other fellow first, that you're going to have to reimburse me for my wine. And the same is true if two donkeys were going to be drowned by a river, and one of them saves the more expensive donkey belonging to his friend, leaving his donkey to die, so the fellow does not have to reimburse him for his donkey unless that was arranged in advance. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that if you steal a field from somebody and then it gets taken away by strong men, so if they would have taken it away from anybody, you could just say, sorry, take your field back. But if they only took it away from you because they have a previous relationship with this Gazlan, or they were targeting this Gazlan, then the Gazlan is going to have to pay for that field. If a natural disaster happened, that a river came and drowned out or whatever, flooded out this field, then for sure you could say, because that could have happened or would have happened to anybody.